Hello and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, Cloud HCM Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And I'd like to welcome two guests on the show today. Our first guest is Danielle Hafdahl, Oracle Senior Principal Product Manager, Fusion HCM Development. Danielle has been with Oracle for over 16 years and is currently responsible for Fusion HCM Absence Management. Danielle has over 20 years in product management, designing and building applications for Oracle. For the past 6 years, Danielle has been working in human capital management, and prior to that, she worked in the area of project management. Welcome, Danielle. Thank you for joining us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Also joining us here today is a regular on the show, Floyd Teeter, Oracle Senior Director, Technical Solutions, and a fellow member of the Cloud HCM Center of Excellence team. Floyd has been with Oracle for over 6 years, and he's been working with Oracle applications and products for over 30 years. He's an Oracle ACE Director alumni, the former VP of the Oracle Applications User Group, and he has also been once designated by Forbes as one of the 50 Twitter feeds all Oracle customers should follow. Currently, Floyd is responsible for helping customers with their responsive user experience implementations. Floyd, it's always a pleasure to have you here with us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. So thanks for being here today.
Oh, Frank, delighted to be back. Thanks for having me.
On today's show, we'll be discussing the deprecation of the Absence Classic UI for employee self-service and manager self-service in 20D. Floyd, let's jump right into our topic today. Why is it important to talk about the deprecation of the classic UI for Absence now?
I think it's important for two reasons. First, throughout the responsive UX customer adoption program, we were telling customers that we would eventually begin incrementally deprecating elements of classic UI. This is the first occurrence of that incremental deprecation. Second, we need to do this for some cool new features that are coming up soon. I probably can't mention assignment level security at the time we're recording this, so forget I said that. Let's just stick with some cool new features for now.
Okay, great. So the term decommission is often used and often confused. So can you talk a bit about the difference between decommission and deprecation?
Sure. For purposes of our discussion, decommission means no more fixes, no new features, no delivered enhancements. Deprecation means we're actually removing something from use and making it unavailable. To be crystal clear, we're talking about deprecation here. Classic UI absence in employee self-service and manager self-service will no longer be available as of the time customers take the 20D update.
Great, thanks Floyd. And that's a really important notice that our customers need to be aware of. So 20D is coming and pretty quickly. So thank you for that, Floyd. Danielle, can you give our listeners some background about why Oracle is deprecating these pages?
Sure, Frank. Quite simply, we're getting rid of the old pages so we can expand the new. We've been working on the classic and Fuse project and pages. They've coexisted for the past 2 years, so responsive and classic have coexisted together, but we just simply can't move forward with the great new features and also support the old at the same time. In fact, continuing to have responsive and classic self-service pages coexist will cause actual data corruption, as the responsive is built on a new revised data model that classic just can't support. So in responsive, we do now have comprehensive support of all the classic features now available in responsive. And we've also added a lot of new features in responsive, things such as calendar integration, support around multiple assignments, automation with global transfer, mandatory attachments. That's just to name a few of the new things that we do now have in responsive that just aren't available on classic. The responsive platform really allows us to move forward with great innovation and provide new features that we just couldn't do in classic. So it's a great push forward for us.
And it sounds like a lot of great features coming out. So that's fantastic news, Danielle. Thank you. So, Floyd, what's the scope of the deprecation? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's limited to absence in employee self-service and manage your self-service. We're not touching absence administration. The absent pages in the My Client groups, line managers using classic UI for absence cases for work schedule assignments, even employees using the classic UI WFM calendar. All that won't be impacted. It'll remain in classic UI. It'll still be available. This is strictly about employee self-service and manager self-service.
Okay, and that's an important note. So thank you for clarifying that, Floyd. Danielle, with this change, what pages then are going to be impacted?
The pages, as Floyd mentioned, that are impacted are the classic and Fuse self-service employee and manager pages. So most specifically, the page that we're talking about is the maintain or manage absence records page and all of the tasks and functions that are available on that page. So the ability to view and edit an absence, the review of your balance, requesting a cash disbursement or a donation. And for the manager, the functions and tasks that are available for compensatory time. So adding and editing a manual adjustment or updating an expiration, those are all now available only in responsive. Additionally, those functions that were over in the Fuse interface, the schedule absence and the absence details, those are now deprecated from that page as well. You will no longer see those buttons on that page. But do remember that these are, of course, all available in responsive.
Okay, thank you. So can you describe for our listeners what a user will now see once this deprecation happens?
Sure. In the past, we have looked at the responsive profile option. So if a user is on classic or responsive, we look at that profile option to determine whether a user will use responsive or classic. Now, regardless of that profile value, the users are going to see all responsive options. They will no longer see the classic self-service manager or employee pages. So the schedule absence and the absence records pages are no longer available in the quick actions, in the landing page, or from the My Team navigation. No matter the navigation that you come in from, whether it's quick actions, landing page, et cetera, the users will only see the responsive actions that they have available. So the new replacements, which are add absence, absence balance, existing absences, cash disbursements, or donations is what the user will now see.
And what about deep links? Are they impacted?
They sure are. So again, we've removed all of those links to the classic self-service pages. So this includes the deep links, right? The deep links that used to be there for maintain absence records and schedule absence are no longer available. And they've been replaced with the responsive deep links. So getting rid of manage absence records and schedule absence, and also replacing those with the responsive deep links of add absence, absence balance, existing absences, and time and absences.
Okay, so thank you for that clarification too. Just in case, I'm going to ask anyway, is there still a way for customers to access the classic interface?
No, there is not. For an employee or manager, there is no longer access to those classic pages. Only the admin can get into, as Floyd mentioned earlier, that absence administration area under My Client groups. If by chance a user has customized an area and somehow gets in, what they will receive is an error message in that page that tells them, hey, this is no longer available. Navigate back to your homepage and review the available quick actions to complete your task. So we will push them back into the homepage and into the responsive options if by chance somehow they get through. Administrators, as I mentioned, of course, can still access the classic interface with My Client groups and all of the current classic pages that are under that option. You know, there's setup pages there, there's person management, which allows an administrator to perform tasks on behalf of the employee. Nothing is changed for the admin. This change is purely for the employee and manager self-service pages.
Okay. So what do customers need to be aware of in order to make this transition as seamless as possible?
Well, we've already made this transition as seamless as possible. We've done the work. But it is a good idea for customers to remind their users to change any personal bookmarks or personal favorites from that might be pointing to classic pages. Make sure those get changed. You know, send out a little reminder that says, hey, look at your bookmark. Make sure you change the classic links over to the new responsive links. If they've previously hidden any responsive quick actions, to go ahead and unhide any of those. Update any internal documentation or training materials. Of course, we are updating all of the Oracle materials, but oftentimes customers create customized user documentation that has navigation and such. They should make sure that they update any of that. Anything that references classic pages or classic navigation needs to be updated to responsive. And if they're using cash disbursements and or donations in the classic model, they should ensure that they add the new aggregation privileges for the responsive pages. So the manage cash disbursements and manage donations, those links or those privileges need to be added to the role hierarchy of the employee and managers that are using that feature.
Okay, great. Thank you, Danielle. Is there anything else you'd like to tell listeners, or do you have any closing comments for Absence users?
Not that I can really think of, other than welcome to the world of responsive. The new interface is not only mobile and can be used anywhere on your desktop, your tablet, your mobile phone, but it's a much more intuitive and easy to use. And it has all that you had in Classic and a whole bunch more. And we are continuing to add more and more features in the absence management space. You know, we have lots of great new things coming, all things pushing the responsive model forward and pushing all of those things that we've been asking for a long time. We're taking a look at a lot of those things to just make things continue to be more efficient and more comprehensive and simple.
Thanks, Danielle. And Floyd, how about you? Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like our listeners to take away from our discussion today?
You know, following up on Danielle's closing comments, I think the exciting news here is not the deprecation, but the innovative new features and the ease of use that comes with absence and everything else in responsive user experience, with more to come. So stay tuned. We've talked about the deprecation of absence in ESS and MSS in the 20 C What's New docs on Customer Connect. That's a great place to keep your eye on what's coming, or those What's New docs available on Customer Connect. We put them out with each update. So there's more to come. Stay with us.
Great. And Floyd, Danielle, it was a pleasure having you both here on Cloud HCM Talk Radio today. Many thanks for joining us and sharing the information about the deprecation of the classic UI for absence for ESS and MSS and 20D with our listeners. And I hope you will both be back on a future show with any updates to Oracle Cloud HCM Absence Management. It would be a pleasure to have you both back on the show. So many thanks again, Floyd and Danielle.
Thank you, Frank, for having me. It was a pleasure being on the show.
Thanks, Frank. Delighted to be back. And like I said, the pleasure was all mine.
Great, thanks. So if you'd like to learn more about the deprecation of classic UI for absence for ESS and MSS, please visit Oracle's Cloud Readiness Oracle Workforce Management Cloud What's New site by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/3hwd WLK a. And there you'll find details about the self-service classic and fuse pages that will be removed in 20D. And another important location to visit is Oracle's Cloud Readiness website, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/31TJOG. And here you're going to find the Cloud HCM What's New documentation to learn what's new in your cloud service by reviewing expanded discussions of new features, including capability overviews, business benefits, setup considerations, and usage tips. So please visit this important site for more detailed information. Please let us know if you have any questions about our show today, or if you would like to share ideas for topics you'd like to hear on a future show. And you can simply send us an email to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com with any comments or suggestions. And we look forward to hearing from you, so please be sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about the deprecation of the classic UI for absence for ESS and MSS in 20D. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.